In the next category, we want you to name each Shakespeare play that will be performed from start to finish by the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Oh, Reduced Shakespeare Company for 200, please.
As the sea, my love is deep.
Ditto.
You shall be with him hence. Ditto.
No.
I die.
Ditto.
Ryan.
What is Romeo and Juliet?
Good.
Libraries.
We provide you with entertaining clues.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 144, RSC in Jeopardy. I think by now podcast listeners know that I will go to the ends of the earth to bring you the weekly Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. But this week, I am actually literally at the end of the earth in Malibu, California, literally yards from the Pacific Ocean, standing here with the man who put the Reduced Shakespeare Company in jeopardy. Emmy Award-winning writer Andrew Price, who got the Reduced Shakespeare Company to be a category on the 2005 and 2006 Tournaments of Champions on Jeopardy. Andrew, where did you get that idea, and when did you begin to regret it?
Pretty much immediately, right after I wrote it. I had to do a Shakespeare play in 10 seconds.
Well, that's...
You have the advantage.
True, we do have the advantage. Well, first of all, so how long have you been a writer for Jeopardy? Since when?
I started with Jeopardy in 97.
Holy moly. And what does that mean, to be a writer for Jeopardy? Is that just a lot of researching? Is it just making up questions? What is that?
It's a lot of research, but it's also trying to decide what you want to write that day.
Really?
Each day you walk in with a clean slate and you just decide, today I want to write about the ocean.
The ocean, yeah.
So
categories and questions about the oceans, or the oceans of the world, or...
Yeah.
Wow, Bruce Dern for 200, Alex. You know, whatever it is.
You get to choose whatever you want to do.
And how do you... So then you write a bunch... You turn a bunch of questions, and you hand them in to an editor or somebody, or a producer, and then they go, oh, that's fantastic, or they go, no, that's terrible.
Typically, they either... The head writer will either accept it, or he thinks it might need to ripen, which means he keeps it in his desk until it is just right and ready to air.
Ooh, that's a little bit like the podcasts. Yeah. There have been one or two podcasts I have literally pulled right out of my archives.
Yeah. Well, it's scary that sometimes things just disappear that way.
Well, the Reduced Shakespeare Company category was... was a video category, and it's been so long since I watched Jeopardy regularly, but the video clue, that was sort of a new... Is that a sort of a new thing, or am I just an old poop?
To what we did with you, that was new. We had never done that before.
Really? And so the way you wrote it is that you had to write 10-second clues that were 10-second versions of Shakespeare's plays were the clues, and then in typical Jeopardy fashion, the contestants had to supply the question for those answers. So what was Shakespeare's Hamlet, or what was whatever they were, Macbeth? So how did you go about writing those clues?
At first, I started trying to find the storyline of the play and think, Shakespeare took too long. How could I do this in 10 seconds? And the tricky part was trying to use the language of Shakespeare. Right. Literally the words that he did, I tried to not change them.
Okay.
I tried to use abridged versions of what he said, but what you said is what he said.
Reduce Shakespeare for 1,200.
Tragedy.
Victorious!
Rue the tears I shed!
Banishment, son!
Mad? Not.
Emperor.
David.
It's Julius Caesar?
No. Bill or Kevin?
What is Titus Andronicus? Phil, back to you.
So did this start out to be, hey, it'd be great, I know Austin, I know the Reduced Shakespeare Company, we'll make them a category? Or did it start out with, we should do Shakespeare's Clues, oh, but they've got to be reduced. Oh, crap, I might as well use the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Did it go that way?
Well, we always do Shakespeare. It's just kind of a staple of the show.
Okay.
And
I am now, literally off the end of the earth, and that was the Pacific Ocean sweeping over my feet. Wow, that was bracing. All right, go ahead.
So it was just a new way of doing Shakespeare. We had never done it before, and I thought it would be fun to do a 10-second version of Shakespearean play.
And when you went to your producers and say, I have these guys, the Reduced Shakespeare Company, did they go, huh? Or did they go, oh, I've heard of them.
They basically said, well, how much will this cost?
Yeah, right. Well, fortunately, we work for reduced wages, and so it was all, and we work for, and it was an, it's an after show, which has reduced salaries, reduced than SAG, more reduced than SAG.
So we just, they wanted to see what I would write first.
Right.
And if they thought it could be done in 10 to 12 seconds, they would agree to do it.
Well, and I remember you said that the hardest part was using Shakespeare's language, telling the plot of each play, or the essence of each play, but also doing it in such a way that it isn't too easy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because you could just say...
to be or not to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But to choose the storyline, that to me was the overriding thing. Because just to say a couple sentences of a Shakespearean play doesn't get you what the story is all about.
Right.
And that's what I really wanted to get at.
And I remember you wrote it. You wrote the script, and then we would come in, and it was just like how we do our shows, in fact. You wrote the script and gave it to us, and we started playing with it. We went, oh, well, what if we said this instead of this, or this instead of this? And you tweaked it to make sure that it was both Shakespearean and official, and then we found some funny, and we wanted it to be funny, too.
Go ahead. Yes, all within 10 seconds. Did I say that already?
You have said the 10 seconds. We tried to be funny, but I'm not sure it always was. Because I remember I went to the taping of the episode, the 2005 Tournament of Champions, where they would play the clues. And it seemed like the entire audience and even the contestants all kind of went, wow, what is this all of a sudden?
Yeah, because it was so out of the ordinary for Jeopardy at the time.
Yeah.
That they didn't know how to take it.
Name this tragedy. Take a look.
Love you. Love you.
Speak. Nothing will come of nothing. I should go mad. No life.
Oh. Bill.
What is King Lear?
Yes, we went a long way to get that.
So do you remember it as one of the crowning achievements of your time there, Jimmy?
I believe that every time I wake up from a bad dream, it's because of Reduced Shakespeare.
Well, what are some of you? You got to write whatever you wanted to write about. What are some of your favorite categories that you got on the air that ripened in time to get on the air?
I'm trying to think of anything. I mean, besides Reduced, that was really the pinnacle of my success.
Well, I remember you were talking about your wife is Japanese-American. You were talking about... was it Asian cooking? Was it?
I did a Japanese sushi with Shiho.
this was
got shortened to sushi.
Sushi. But was that also a video? Were those also video clues?
Those were just we just took photos. We didn't do videos.
Okay. All right. And you won the Emmy for writing Jeopardy. You won one or two?
What? Two.
Woo!
Two Emmys.
And is that a shared award with you and the entire writing staff?
Yeah, the entire team gets one.
I've seen it in
which we have to cut up into little pieces. I've got the arm of one, and fortunately I got the breast of another. But
well, and it's a big thing on your mantle. It would harm an intruder if you hurled him at it.
True.
What were some of the things that you wanted to try to get on the air at Jeopardy? It just sounds like the job writing at Jeopardy is just a very, very cool job. And I suspect for most of the time there, it has been. But what were some of the things that didn't get on, that they wouldn't let you do?
I'm trying to think of anything that they really wouldn't let me do.
Yeah.
They really give you carte blanche.
Wow.
I mean, Jeopardy is respectable, so they don't want you to just bag on people.
Right.
So there was one category I did where it was basically what George Bush said.
Oh.
And you had to kind of guess what he was talking about.
Oh, I see.
And the producers, I mean, now that I look back upon it, it was just too... I mean, I've done that with all the presidents.
Right.
I haven't just...
Right.
But it was just too close to his presidency.
It would be a great bit for Letterman, but maybe not appropriate for Jeopardy.
Yeah, at least not now. I mean, I have done, you know, what, you know, politicians say the darndest things kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And
mm-hmm.
throughout history, politicians have said things that
yeah.
you wonder how they've been elected. But
because forming a sentence words in partial placement is terrible. Were there categories that they made you write? Come on, we need six clues for this category. And you were just going, oh, please, how do I do this again?
No. I mean, we'll have to do categories if... Alex is going to go somewhere, the Clue Crew, then you're assigned things to write about.
And sometimes you've gone on location to shoot these Jeopardy, like, tournaments or whatever, or episodes on location. What's that like?
Oh, that's a great time. I mean, it's kind of a vacation for us.
Nice.
We work, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Not during work hours. It's...
Mad! Ow! Poison!
Mother!
Treachery!
Ryan.
What is Hamlet?
Right.
For 600, please.
How I do thrive in this lady's love, and she in mine. Thou dost stone my heart. Don't! Tis happiness to die.
Chris.
Where's Othello?
Othello is right.
I'm Jennifer Lee Carroll. I'm the author of Interred with Their Bones, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? Tomorrow night, September 8th, 2009, we open our two-week run at the Hong Kong Academy of the Performing Arts here in the Wan Chai District of Hong Kong. Then at the end of the month, we'll be hitting the Midwest of America at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa on September 26th, Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa on the 28th, Eau Claire Regional Arts Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin on October 1st, and back to Michigan Tech in Houghton, Michigan on October 3rd. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for more venue and ticket information.
Let's try it again. Reduce Shakespeare for 800.
This time, a comedy.
Beware my sting.
She will be my chattel.
I'm starved. Giddy from lack of sleep. What is thy will, sir?
Bill.
What is the Taming of the Shrew?
Right again.
Jeopardy is huge. I mean, it's globally huge. I mean, the guy who was the big tournament winner, Ken Jennings, and who wrote the books. I mean, this was a real guy. I mean, he really knew his stuff. All the people do on that show.
Yeah, absolutely. He was just very quick, very smart, and he knew the buzzer.
Well, that's the other trick about Jeopardy, isn't it? It's not only knowing the answers, it's having the buzzer skill. What about that?
Well, I think with Ken, I mean, we got to watch him enough, uh-huh. and we noticed he would buzz in, and you get 5 seconds before you get buzzed out. You have uh-huh. to answer within 5 seconds.
Okay.
And we could see in his mind he was thinking about it, and he would come up with the answer... But he would just buzz in first and and go that way. And a lot of times he was right.
Oh,
most of the contestants would be.
So some people will wait until they absolutely know the answer, then buzz. But he'll buzz and then know he has an extra 5 seconds to really get the answer right in his head.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Jeopardy's not the only other thing you write. You've been a big shot Hollywood writer, Mucky Muck, for many, 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 many minutes, right? Haven't you?
That's true. I've... written for Star Trek Voyager, and I did a Disney movie.
What was a Disney movie?
It was called The Luck of the Irish, about a little boy who discovers he's a leprechaun. And it comes...
It's a documentary.
It is. It's from childhood experiences. And,
That's right. Bringing your Irish heritage to bear.
True. The unknown Irish heritage of a Russian Jew. It's very... I don't know where my parents were, but they've done things I'm probably ashamed of.
That's how lucky an Irishman you were. You were born an Irish, Russian Jew. And then And what was it like being on Star Trek Voyager?
I wasn't on staff on that show. I got to pitch to them quite often. So they used five of my stories.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I got to know them and pitch to them as often as I wanted to.
And how did you get in? How did you get in? I mean, there is no single way to succeed in Hollywood. But how did it work for you to get yourself into the Star Trek machine?
That one was, again, one of those weird coincidences of someone I was writing. I was not writing with him at the time. Uh-huh. I was working with him. He wrote something that Star Trek wasn't interested in, but said you could come pitch to me. And cool. But he had no ideas, and uh-huh. I just happened to be eating lunch with him and threw out a bunch of ideas. And he said, oh, why don't you come pitch with me?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So did you actually write the teleplays, or did you just get story credit?
We just got story credit on those five.
Because the staff people did.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah.
Very, very cool to be part of that universe.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Really nice people. And I'm still, you know, when we see each other, we're still friendly with each other. It's great. On the strike lines, we got to reconnect. Yep. It was nice.
Yeah, even better. So what's next on the writing schedule for Enterprise? What's the next project that you're working on that you can talk about?
Well, like every writer, you have the dream of writing the great American screenplay.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm doing now, and I feel good about it. It's four drafts in.
And it's a lighthearted romp?
It's a dark-hearted romp, I'm sorry to say.
Ooh, no, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. All right, well, when that gets produced again, you can get talk to us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I have a part for you in mind.
Nice. A doctor? A lawyer?
Well, it depends how much you want to pay for it.
Ah, well, wait. So this is how it works in Hollywood.
Welcome to my dream.
I'm beginning to understand. That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your answers in the form of a question via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Just click on forum. You can also find us at facebook.com. If you're a band and still using MySpace, we're there too at myspace.com/reduceshakespeare. You can become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or better yet, you can become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks as always to Webmaster Matt Rippey, who is Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Casey Tiller. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Jennifer Lee Carroll, author of Interred with Their Bones, the Shakespearean treasure hunt thriller. And thanks to Andrew Price and all the producers at the game show Jeopardy for having us as a category. Finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 144, 430 seconds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Reduced Shakespeare for 2000.
All right, name this comedy.
Your oaths.
Not to see ladies.
Hup!
Love. We'll mark no words that wooers say for 12 months and a day.
Oh, that's too long for a play.
David.
What's Love's Labor's Lost?
That's right.
Shakespeare 800.
If only Shakespeare had known of these fellows.
The king never shall sun that morrow see.
Nay, the smell of blood.
I will not yield to kiss the ground.
Roger.
Ryan.
What is Macbeth?
Yes, and they're starting to sound more and more like the Three Stooges, my favorites. If only they had done Shakespeare in our things with the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.